Welcome back to Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Smartphones are quite literally everywhere in our lives today. It often takes an extraordinary set of circumstances for us not to be connected in multiple ways with the wider world, whether we're checking our email on an airplane or surfing Instagram before shutting off the light and going to sleep. When it comes to smartphones in the college classroom, the situation can become thorny. Two recent studies co-authored by a Marquette University researcher show a wide gulf between the attitude of faculty members and that of students in how devices affect or should affect the classroom environment. Students felt pretty strongly about their positive value, while faculty saw them as a distraction. Dr. Robert Shutter is a professor emeritus of communication studies at Marquette, and he's a research professor at Arizona State University. Lake Effect's Mitch Teich asked him whether the results were at all surprising.
No, not really. We assumed there'd be some differences, and there were. However, the differences are far greater than we even anticipated.
So the surprise wasn't necessarily that there were differences. It was just in the profound nature of these differences.
Correct. They are, as indicated in the press release, students and faculty at universities in the U.S. are miles apart in terms of how they look at new media in the classroom, digital technologies, how they use them, and this surprises quite a bit.
Is it as simple as a generational issue that faculty are of the age that smartphones have not always been part of every waking moment, whereas a pretty large percentage of students in colleges today might not even remember a time when they weren't connected?
That clearly is part of the issue, because these technologies are so embedded in the lives of students that in turn, they really have difficulty turning them off no matter where they are. However, they've been around for a while now. I mean, this is not a brand new phenomenon. And whether it's computer-mediated communication, CMC, hence laptops, or whether more recently it's smartphones, they have been around. Faculty have seen them clearly for over a decade and more, clearly going back to the early 90s. When laptops started to come into greater use. So this is not a new piece. What really surprised us, of course, is the level of distance between students and faculty in the classroom. We're seeing much more integration of use of cell phones, use of laptops, all digital technologies, and lots of other contexts, including work, home, play. But in education, where in fact they have potential enormous uses, we're seeing, particularly again in the university class when we did our research, we're seeing real disconnects that are really kind of sad, as it were, given how significant these technologies can be on a positive side in the classroom.
Well, and so I gather at the heart of this is the point that faculty believe these devices are a disruption and students don't. How do faculty see them as disrupting classes?
Well, for many faculty and the faculty we interviewed, because there are two studies here. One study looks specifically at students across not only the U.S. of A., but across the world. We reported, at least for the press release, just the U.S. findings, because they have most bearing for many who read these American press releases. However, the second study looked at just faculty, and we interviewed faculty across the world. And clearly, in both of those studies, we're seeing that students and faculty just have some such dramatic differences, and in turn, faculty members just are totally unwilling to accept the potential value of these in the classroom, and rely on strategies in the classroom that are often very punitive, in some ways, and sometimes humiliating, embarrassing. It really kind of stunned us.
Are faculty seeing these? I mean, are they seeing them as a general disruption, or is this a question of individual students being distracted and not learning as they should?
Well, the presumption of faculty is that with respect to learning, attention, and participation, that these things are, that digital technologies, laptops and smartphones and tablets specifically, are detrimental to all three. They, in turn, restrict and, in fact, affect in a negative way the learning of students. They prohibit many instances and block, providing no support for participation. And, of course, they take away from attention because students are looking at these things. This is the way faculty see these devices. Certainly not all faculty, but an overwhelming majority of faculty have some very negative views of these particular technologies with respect to those three areas: learning, attention, participation.
Well, and it's funny because, I mean, there have always been students who are distracted or otherwise not paying attention in class.
Correct.
Right. We've been told for a long time that technology has the potential to revolutionize education, and we hear a lot about smart classrooms at younger ages, that technology is already an integral part of classrooms at elementary and middle and high school levels. And so when they get to college, are they seeing things are significantly different?
Yeah, that's a very good point, Mitch. Very good point. You know, when we look at how these technologies have been integrated into K through 12, as an example, we're seeing a far more positive look at these potential technologies. In certain classrooms, again, there are lots of problems that some teachers have and schools have and school districts have with these technologies in public schools and private schools at K through 12. However, teachers are making a very real attempt to see how these can be helpful, and they are using them. Apps for reading, for math, for social studies. We're not seeing that in the university classroom. And there may be a whole series of particular causes for this that, of course, we didn't really investigate why you don't, as it were, embrace these technologies. But I certainly got some hypotheses as to why this is going on differently at the university level.
Well, and so I'm curious, why would you think that it's going on differently at the university level?
University instructors and university education is really centered on faculty members. While it's content-based, don't misunderstand me, faculty are extremely central, particularly in the United States, to the dissemination of information and, most importantly, the evaluation of students. There isn't a central curriculum. There isn't a central textbook ordering system. Faculty in general have tremendous power in the U.S., both in determining content for their classes and, in turn, managing their classrooms and evaluating students. And this is quite different in high school and elementary school levels, where curriculum is often determined by a school board. They don't pick their books. So there is more power in the hands, as it were, of the university instructor in the United States. And with that in mind, I'm seeing that instructors really are very caught up in their own power, very caught up in their own authority, and are very concerned in general. However, this certainly doesn't apply to all faculty, so don't misunderstand me. Anything that may disrupt that power, that authority. And digital media, because it's so individual, when students bring these things into the classroom, as it were, laptops, smartphones, they really are in some ways, and I don't mean it in kind of the way I'm about to say it, but in truth, it is perceived as a kind of a threat, not just to the learning process, but to the authority of the faculty member. Now, this is not something that we investigated specifically in the study, but clearly in the study that appeared in Communication Education, we were looking at how this affects professorial authority in the classroom, and that's a part of the investigation. And so it clearly is a disruption to that authority, because in truth, it challenges the university faculty member in the class. Look, when a student determines that they want to fact-check their professor by Googling something the professor has said and then raising his or her hand, it in turn becomes a potential threat to the faculty member. When a student is on the screen, obviously the teacher doesn't see what the student is seeing, but is on the screen and spending his or her time on the screen with something that the faculty may assume is contrary to the class, this is a potential threat to the authority of the instructor. So there are some very keen issues here with respect to authority. And by the way, authority was part of both studies. And in terms of looking at how authority influences the use of digital media in the classroom in the U.S., this study, by the way, both studies were looking at Denmark and the United States and how they both differ with respect to students and faculty may differ in terms of how they use these digital media. Yes.
Well, so then, I mean, is it oversimplifying things to suggest that if a faculty member is concerned about students' work online while they're in class, that they should find a better way to integrate online materials so that, you know, they're making constructive use of this?
Clearly, there are ways that these can be used constructively in the classroom, in the university classroom. And don't misunderstand me. Many professors are attempting to do that. However, there are many, many more who are not attempting to do that. We looked at that in both studies. And we find, of course, that some of the ways that faculty use these things positively, as an example, integrating these technologies, both, again, CMC using laptops or smartphones in searches for information in class, meaning these would be common uses of searches for information in class. They could be used, as it were, for many professors using clickers these days, where students can get involved in discussion of items in class, the content in class, through the use of clickers. There are apps in class that many instructors are using in order to assist in the teaching of information. There are ways that common searches are used, online searches, strategies for redirecting students to content. There are a range of ways that that teachers and professors can, of course, use these in class. For instance, in my classes, I encourage them to bring laptops and their smartphones to class. For instance, many university instructors put a lot of their readings on Blackboard, and if you want to access those readings on Blackboard in class, how do you do that? I mean, obviously, if the students have their laptops, they can go to Blackboard. They can pull up, as it were, the readings. We can chat about the readings in class, and of course, they can do the same thing on their smartphones. I dare say not many professors are encouraging students to bring in their laptops and smartphones so they can access these articles while they're teaching and instructing in these particular areas. And we shouldn't forget, by the way, that these technologies should be managed in class. It's clear the professor has to continue managing these because they do have a potential for distraction. There's no question about that. But that management can happen. The key issue, I think, is the negative digital mindsets that many university instructors have with respect to the positive value of these technologies in the classroom. And I think that has to be reversed before management can occur in a positive manner.
So this is not the case for unchecked, you know, Facebook status updates and tweeting and texting back and forth in class. It's just a question of how the professor approaches technology from the get-go.
Correct. And they do have to be managed. There's no question about that. Where these particular devices tend to move into more distracting uses is in very large classes, large lecture halls. There we've seen, and the research has told us, that that's where distraction becomes much more difficult to manage, as it were. In small classrooms, classrooms of 25 or 30, as an example, 35, teachers can kind of roam around the room, and they can actually have a good sense as to what's going on in the class. And we're not also suggesting that syllabi shouldn't have kind of restrictions for how they use it, so that students know how they ought to be used in class. Those are important. However, what we've seen is that instructors, because they're frustrated by these devices, and because these devices do challenge their authority, go well beyond management in classrooms, and in turn engage in activities that not just remove their possible uses, but in turn incense their students, enrage their students. This is where, obviously, it becomes extremely counterproductive.
It's interesting stuff, and Dr. Bob Shutter, thank you so much for walking us through your findings.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Bob Shutter is a professor emeritus of communication studies at Marquette University, and he's also a research professor at Arizona State University. He co-authored two studies with ASU's Pauline Chong on the tech divide between students and faculty in college classrooms. They appeared in the Journal of International and Intercultural Communication and the journal Communication Education. Shutter spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Teich.